Awaken from the dream. Good morning, Medford, Somerville. You are listening to the radio, namely WMFO in Medford. And are we on? We are. Just wanted to hear from my voice through the headphones. Zach, what do you got to say for yourself this morning?
WMFO needs to remove the MacBook charger from the studio because I almost just electrocuted myself.
What's going on here? Oh, mic 3's over here.
Oh, yeah. You might want to do that. Seriously, though, that almost killed me.
Yeah, that's kind of bad.
That's, like, very bad. That's... So, we'll be communicating with folks up the chain throughout the day. We will make sure that the public safety is upheld, that you, the humble listener, will never be harmed by frayed MacBook chargers in the WMFO studio.
We really don't want the electricity to go through the radio waves. I think that's our worst fear.
Especially...
safety is paramount here.
Those of you wearing headphones and, you know, when that goes straight through your ears, there's really no chance of coming back from there.
Yeah, it's a scary world. Let's get some tunes going.
Yeah.
Zach's prepared an excellent playlist for this week.
Of course, as is typical.
Per usual, no procrastination.
I will always be playing a song that I know I'm playing the day before, as per usual.
Play it.
Yep.
Play it.
Yep.
Beeping over there. Make those beeping noises again.
Make the beep. You mean the walk sign?
No. I'm talking about this beep here. From the computer. I just want to hear some beeps and boops. No, it's not working.
I don't know what the beeps and boops are.
Beeps.
There are three sounds in this world. There's a beep, there's a boop, and there's Alex the Voice.
Singing. Alex the Voice is... Can we get some Alex the Voice up? I just want some more audio.
Yeah, Alex the Voice is always around. We gotta let it warm up. We can't use the same Alex clips every week.
True.
And also iTunes has a really long startup time, so
I believe that.
Yeah. Depending on which excuse you want to believe for why we're not listening to
Do you like ice?
Nope, not that one.
It's a great
considered one of the best Australian albums, BAA. Do you like ice? The Chill Zones.
They're just going straight through the clips.
Yeah, I mean, we've got quite a little playlist of them. We've got Predatory Alfredo, which is a classic.
Spaghetti Carbonara Penne Array by the Spaghetti Alla Patana Squanolini.
Turn that down. God Save the Queen.
We don't have God Save the Queen. Not yet.
I just thought God Save the Queen is a kind of a interjection.
I see. Yes, as a little word.
I see.
So can I just touch, well, not touch anything, but I'm a little worried about even touching the microphone, or not the microphone, but
so
the thing around it.
So how did you get zapped?
It's not that I got zapped, it's that sparks flew, like, outwitch from the thing, like, all over the place.
Can we do it again?
No.
All right, we gotta solve these...
We're gonna
frayed cords here.
We're gonna at least I'm definitely going to talk to some individuals later today.
Zach is afraid of the frayed cords. That's a fun little you know, rhyme. What's that word for a rhyme inside of a line?
I don't know.
Just play more music.
Yeah, we can play. We can play more music. So last night I went to a little show.
Scattershot?
I did go to a Scattershot show. Before I went to Scattershot, I went over to someplace in East Somerville. I saw Phoebe Bridgers and an acoustic set by The Joy Formidable, which was a surprise. I didn't know that they were playing, but...
And you didn't know it was going to be acoustic.
I didn't know it was going to be acoustic either. Really, I went to see Dear Phoebe.
Well, let's get a show review.
Yeah, so Dear Phoebe was wonderful. She played some songs I hadn't heard before. She played her new single, which we played a couple weeks ago. She's got an album coming out eventually, which is real exciting. So while I'd love to play one of my favorite songs from the evening, there's no recording of it yet, but she did do a pretty good cover, and we're gonna play the original version of that, because why not? Always looking to play some music that we haven't played before, or kill some time by long monologues prior to starting songs.
Just go.
Woo!
Town I'm living in. This is the street I'm walking down. These are the friends I'm visiting. These are the clothes I'm wearing now. This is the house I'm building here. This is the girl I'm marrying. This is the chord I'm strumming now. This is the faith I'm leaning on. This is the child I'm bearing now. This is the love that I've always had. This is the face I make when I'm sad. This is the town I'm living in. This is the hard drive. This is the ocean. Have you ever felt yourself? I'm standing on. These are the hands that built a world. This is the bed I'm sleeping in. This is the shirt I'm buttoning. This is the pace I'm moving at. This is the tune I'm humming now. This is the road I'm walking down. These are the lips that form my words. This is the stone that I wanna turn. These are the people that I love. These are the eyes that look up above. This is the town I'm living in. This is the hard drive. This is the ocean. Have you ever felt yourself?
Zach, have you brushed your teeth today?
No. But I will. I will during the next song. And you, humble listener, when I am brushing my teeth during the next song...
Don't call the listeners humble.
And you...
Don't mumble that the listeners are humble.
And you...
Cookie crumble.
Pretentious listener.
Well, so it's not a dichotomy like that necessarily. We could just be, say, listeners.
And you, listener.
Hey, there we go.
I want you...
Beloved listener.
I don't love the listener. Well-respected. Well-respected.
Appreciated.
Appreciated indeed. Maybe not respected. I mean, you could have a fallen psychologist listening to the show. Not respected within the community of psychology.
But we respect them.
We respect them for listening. But yeah. the fallen anesthesiologist.
So why are we talking about fallen name doctor that you would need to get a referral for?
Well, there's
you
communities.
You should have seen the like face that Zach just made and the level of thinking that went into him. He was just like, But he came up with a stupid answer anyways, and that didn't even...
And we're going to hear that stupid answer right now.
Didn't even bat an eye. Yeah, what's going on?
Well, there's a tight-knit community around such professional fields, and true. When an individual makes a mistake in such a field, we can say that they are fallen.
So why are you trying to say fallen?
Because when they're fallen, they're not well-respected.
Yeah, but...
Woo!
My mom said that she deserves respect.
Your mom does deserve respect.
All right, well, that's... I think that's
so. I think there's an issue with saying that the general listener blanket term is well respected.
Well, so I'm not saying that. That's not what I said. I said, well, we didn't come up with a good wording for that, anyways. But we respect the listeners.
Yes, we respect the listeners in general, unless they have done something so egregious
and so as to have fallen in their field. Hey, so if you're listening and you're a psychologist and you were handing out, meds to people you weren't supposed to and lost your license, I guess we don't respect you, even though you're listening to our show, even though you're one of like 25 people.
I think that's exactly what we're trying to get at here. On the other hand, if you're Charlie's mom, we respect you.
Oh, that's nice.
And also, you make excellent Facebook posts.
Oh, you're talking to my mom. So let's play some more music. we've been on for too long. Zach needs to brush his teeth.
Oh yeah, I really do need to brush my teeth.
Brought toothpaste just for the guy.
Yeah, I brought a toothbrush from home, unused. It's gonna be the first use here.
Actually, you wanna brush your teeth live on air? That'd be kind of fun.
Can I do that?
No, actually, it's against health code. What if you get the listener sick?
Oh, you're right.
Well, maybe you could record the noise of you brushing your teeth and then we'll play it later.
No, that's a plan.
Now we're cooking.
No, that is a plan.
All right, play to get a couple songs queued up, give you some time to brush your teeth.
Yeah, give me like 2 seconds. We're gonna see where we want to take this show today. And I think we're gonna take it down this little alley. We're gonna go right down Memory Lane.
We love Memory Lane. Okay, yo, hey, shut up.
Yeah, let's go visit our friend. Let's do that. And then
come on,
we're
now
gonna do that.
Bye.
So I ran faster. running after Billy, running after the rain.
Darling.
Whoa. Wow.
He's got... Why are you dripping wet?
A little bit of the hair.
This is bizarre.
Moving
right along. We've got a public service announcement. And it's a worthwhile one. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule 0. All guns are always loaded. Rule 1. Never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule 2. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule 3. Be sure of your target and what is beyond it. Yeah, that seems like,
Those are
pretty common sense.
Common. I mean,
that was a public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And here's my thoughts on firearm safety. Nobody should have any guns. I'll buy them all off you, $20 a piece, and I'll throw them away.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. Oh my, so Apple. Who do you have working on the voice memo app?
Why? What's wrong with it? Did your voice memo get deleted?
It almost did, like, 2 times. How do I save a voice memo?
I don't know. I think it's already saved.
Okay, no, we got it saved. So now we want to share. Okay, share. We want to share with the world. Import with Piazza. I could post a voice memo of me brushing my teeth on the Piazza page for all my classes.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should do it for CompIO. Moving right along. So you know what the gag is, but let's do some gag planning while we listen to a song, huh?
Yeah, definitely. We can listen to some more music.
What's going on? Crowd goes wild. Dang, you know I want a large iced right now. Okay, this is getting out of control. I'm shutting your mic off. You don't get to be on the air anymore.
I travel super sonic. humble listener, respected. Listener.
Listen up, listener.
Listener. It is no secret that I am extremely passionate about oral hygiene. And as such, I would like to present to you a small ode to the wonders of keeping good oral hygiene.
All right. Let's kick it.
Begins 15 years ago. The moon was high, the sun was low, the teeth were teeth, and the brushes were brushes. The sink was a sink, and the paste was toothpaste. I cried that night when I whispered into my toothbrush's ear, "Will we make it? Will we make it out alive?" And my toothbrush said back to me a little something like this.
When I'm feeling lonely, sad, as I can be all by myself, an uncharted island in an endless sea. What makes me happy fills me up with glee, those bones in my jaw don't have a flaw, my shiny teeth in me. My shiny teeth that twinkle just like the stars in space, my shiny teeth that sparkle adding beauty to my face. My shiny teeth that listen just like a Christmas tree, you know they walk a mile just to see the smile of woe. My shiny teeth and me, shiny teeth, yes, they're all so perfect, so white and pearly, brush, gargle, rinse a couple breath mints, my shiny teeth and me. My shiny teeth, so awesome, just like your favorite song, my shiny teeth, I floss them so they'll grow to be real strong. My shiny teeth, I love them and they all love me. Why should I talk to you when I've got 32? Whoa. Shiny teeth and me, shiny teeth, shiny teeth.
That's it. That's all we get.
That's what we get.
That was DJ Brush featuring Alex the Voice with their new single, Shiny. It's going to be the first track on their new album called Teeth Magic.
Whoa. Whoa. I want that. That was a good track. I'm really excited to have DJ Brush in the studio with us today.
You want to do an interview with him, or what's up? I can turn on mic 4.
We can do a little interview with DJ Brush.
Yeah, what's up? I mean, I know that inside you are just teeming with excitement for the prospect of being able to pretend to be a toothbrush.
Well, really, I would say more teeming with sauce.
All right.
When I was a boy, I used to eat pasta, some predatory Alfredo, and I would put some sauce on top, and there'd be a ton of sauce on the Alfredo. And I would say, you know, this is really teeming with sauce. And that was when I found a toothbrush, and I realized I am a toothbrush. And it was my duty to get between those teeth, to scrape out all that gunk between them, to really, to provide paste between the teeth, to kill the bacteria, to eradicate the plaque, to make a new
What the hell is going on?
Universe for the teeth. For it is the teeth who bring us the food. And it is the teeth who chew.
Can you play a song?
And
get teeth, a life.
The teeth bringeth forward.
Get out.
The brush. And that was DJ Brush talking, not me.
Ah.
Yep.
That was a huge waste of 2 minutes.
So we definitely shouldn't have spent so much money to bring in DJ Brush for both the live performance and the interview.
Yeah, it was like $800,000.
We would have saved half that money if we just stuck to the live performance.
It'd have been like, I don't know, like $425,000.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
So in that range. Somewhere in that range, my friends.
All right.
My friends, we're going to play.
Stop saying my friends. They're not your friends.
My listeners. Our
nope,
listeners.
They're not.
Never say my. Say our. My friends, my listeners, whatever we are. What is our relationship? Do you ever wonder that? You know, you listen to our voices, we listen to your voices on the two-way radio, and we say, what is our relationship? How can we define the relationship?
Imagine if they were just talking to us for the other 167 hours in the week.
They are.
We're just not listening.
Well, they're not listening now either. Who's they?
I don't know. Who am I?
But there's a lot of pressure all this time to define the relationship, and that's what I'm asking you to do, listener. So if you want to call us and you want to define the relationship,
just in say what? Like that we should call them respected listeners?
Give us a call at 855-915.
Don't call. Don't call for that reason, for sure. Don't call based on that prompt. Call for any other reason if you need to call, but don't call for that reason.
Well, I want to know how you feel about us calling you respected listener, how you feel about us calling you humble listener.
Well, here's the deal is that we got to leave in 7 minutes, and if someone starts calling, we're having a conversation trying to debug their web browser.
Call us within the next 2 minutes, and we'll just tell you to clear the cache, and,
Command-Shift-R.
That's that. Just clear the cache.
My new mouse is so good.
Does it have a clear the cache button?
No, I could program it to do so.
All right, do it.
It's got a lot of buttons. It had a secret button that I didn't even know about.
It's got a secret button. It's got a secret menu. His mouse has a whole secret menu.
If we had to give out a culinary recommendation for this week, I would say that you should go to Chicken and Rice Guys and get that monster size. You'll feel sick as a dog afterwards, especially when you're listening to Terrence Blanchard. That show was awesome.
That was a really good show.
In terms of live music from the past week, Zach saw his show, but I went with Zach also to Terrence Blanchard perform in Distler Hall. And woo, was it good.
That was
We should have played something by him today.
We should have. We still can. We probably don't have time.
It's whatever.
Next time. Also, he's got a new record coming out eventually.
Record.
What?
Album.
You can say record.
Album.
All right, we got a music snob here. Well, I guess all we can really do is just kiss our thumbs and say goodbye. Hope that this world is big enough for all of us. And love each other. Love each other's teeth. Brush each other's teeth.
Stop.
And we could all learn a little bit about stalling. Because stalling, my friend.
Stalling?
Stalling.
Stalling?
Stalling.
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 Stalling. You're saying stalling.
Stalling.
You're saying stalling.
The gerund form of to stall.
Stalling?
To stall.
Are you saying stalling or stalling?
Stall-ing.
Stalling.
Stalling, as in I am going to go find all of these stalls in the bathroom, visit them all, and take a picture of each one.
What do you think that G stands for?
Go to stall?
No, so Joseph go to stall Stalin. That's his name.
Oh, so
you fool.
He went. He went to stalls.
That's why they were always calling him Stalin.
Oh,
it's interesting that his nickname was actually his last name. Like that's how they did it, you know.
Yeah, I mean that's a pretty common thing these days, though,
it's
right?
A Russian thing.
Well, no, a lot of people will take nicknames off their last names. I'm trying to think of one.
Yeah, when like they started calling me Buyer instead of Meyer because I bought stuff on Amazon.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is. That was one of the funniest nicknames they ever did come up with.
I'm sure it was. All right, whatever. We're going to play one more song for
you.
Were
you saying Stalin?
So let me...
This is one of the best ways to argue for 5 minutes about Stalin versus stalling is actually one of the best ways ever to stall.
So let me just define the word.
Stalin.
I will use the word in a sentence for you.
Joseph Stalling.
Yesterday, I went to the movies and I went stalling after the show. I took a piece of toilet paper from each stall and at the end stapled them all together and asked the usher to sign off that each individual piece of toilet paper came from a different stall. The usher signed off and said, "Congratulations, sir, DJ Brush. You are a master of stalling. You can now go on to the next level of stalling." And I said, "Thank you, kind usher. I will be back soon to eat a jumbo popcorn and stall some more when you get more bathroom stalls." Here is our last song of the day. Goodbye.
Stalling.
till the spirit new sensation takes hold, then you know. Till the spirit new sensation takes hold, then you know.
Goodbye. You've been listening to WMFR.